Welcome to the deep dive. We've got a really interesting source this time. It's a YouTube video, Learn to Act as If Nothing Bothers You, Napoleon Hill.
Right.
And it's all about this idea of, well, reclaiming your personal power by controlling how you react, or maybe how you don't react to everything life throws at you.
Exactly. Right? Stuff that comes at you daily.
So our plan today isn't just to, you know, summarize the video. We want to really dig deep.
Get into the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, unpack this whole mindset, figure out why it's supposed to be so effective, and hopefully give everyone some practical takeaways. Stuff like emotional attachment, handling criticism, even moving in silence.
That last one sounds intriguing. Yeah, I think what's compelling here is how universal this struggle is. We all want that inner calm, right, when things get chaotic or people are critical.
Definitely.
And this concept, acting like nothing bothers you. It sounds simple, maybe, but there's a lot underneath, psychologically, I mean.
Okay, let's jump in then. First up, mastering this nothing bothers me mindset. The video paints this picture, like walking through a storm without flinching. What's really going on there? What makes that possible?
Well, I think the core of it is separating the thing that happens, the external event, from your internal reaction.
Oh, okay.
The video mentions, you know, not letting opinions or setbacks mess with your mood. It's about creating a kind of space,
a buffer
yeah, between stimulus and response.
Exactly. Like the storm's outside, sure, but you've built this solid inner shelter. And crucially, it's not about pretending you don't feel anything.
Right. Not suppression.
No, it's about choosing how much power you give those external things to shake your inner world. You know, you think about historical figures who kept their cool under pressure.
Yeah.
Their strength often seemed to come from that detachment. They just weren't easily knocked off balance by criticism or immediate problems. That inner shelter idea really clicks. The video gives that example. Just smiling and walking away if someone insults you. It seems so passive almost, but powerful.
Well, it's powerful because it breaks the script, you know?
The script.
Yeah, the social script. The person insulting you expects a reaction, anger, defensiveness.
Yeah.
Something.
Okay.
When you don't give it to them, poof, you disarm them. Their negative energy just... It's
no,
nothing.
Punching air.
Exactly like punching air. So your non-reaction isn't just you keeping control. It actually flips the power dynamic right there.
Yeah.
You're in charge of your state. They're left kind of wondering what happened.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about failures, setbacks? The video says view them as data, learning moments, not emotional catastrophes. How do we actually do that? Because it sounds easier said than done.
It definitely takes practice. It's about cognitive reframing. Consciously relabeling it.
So instead of I failed, it's
okay, this approach didn't work. What did I learn? What information does this give me for next time? Think like a scientist. Maybe.
The experiment didn't work out. Analyze the results.
Precisely. They don't usually have a meltdown, right? They analyze, adjust, try again. It's fostering that growth mindset. Challenges are for learning, not proof that you're somehow flawed.
Okay. The video then talks about emotional detachment. And it's careful to say it's not suppressing feelings, but controlling them, not giving away your inner peace. How do you manage that in the heat of the moment, like a really tense argument?
That pause. That's the first critical step. Feel the emotion rising. Try, just try, to create a tiny gap before you leap in.
Just a breath.
Even just a conscious breath can make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself, okay, what am I feeling? Why? And crucially, if I let this feeling run the show right now, will it help me long term?
So you observe the feeling, but don't let it drive the bus.
Exactly. You acknowledge it, maybe without judging it, and then choose your response. Yeah. You're not just swept away.
There's that story in the video about the person who lost everything but rebuilt because they control their mind. It calls the mind our greatest asset. Why is that inner control so vital when facing huge challenges?
Because often it's the only thing you can fully control. External stuff.
Yeah.
So unpredictable. Overwhelming sometimes.
True.
But your mindset, your resilience, your focus,
mm-hmm.
that's your foundation. If you're caught up in emotional turmoil, fear, anger, doubt, it clouds your thinking, drains your energy.
It makes it harder to see solutions.
Exactly. Someone with that inner control can stay clearer, spot opportunities, keep going, even when it looks impossible. Obstacles become, well, stepping stones, not walls.
Right. Okay, let's shift to mindful indifference. Sounds a bit cold. But the video says it's about prioritizing. Our energy is limited.
Yeah, it's not apathy. It's strategic allocation of fucks, essentially.
Huh, okay.
That question they suggest, will this matter in 5 years?
Yeah.
That's the core of it.
How does asking that help?
It forces perspective. Right now, this annoying little thing feels huge, right? But zoom out 5 years. probably insignificant.
So let it go.
Let go of the stuff that doesn't warrant that big emotional investment. It's like managing your energy budget wisely. Don't spend it all on trivial frustrations when you have bigger goals.
The video mentions admired people seem unshaken by, like, the world's noise, not easily pushed around. If someone criticizes you unfairly, how does staying calm actually earn you more respect than fighting back?
Because that calm response signals self-assurance. It says, I know my worth, and your unfair comment doesn't define me or throw me off.
Whereas getting angry might look...
insecure, like they hit a nerve, like you lack control. By staying calm, you keep your dignity, and you kind of leave the critic holding their negativity without you adding fuel to it. It shows a quiet strength, often more respected than a loud defense.
Okay, let's talk about needing approval. The video calls it a trap, putting your happiness in someone else's hands. Why is looking for that validation all the time so draining?
Because you're basically outsourcing your self-worth, constantly. You're giving other people the remote control to your self-esteem. You become dependent on what they think, what they say, and that often leads you away from what you truly value or want.
You end up trying to please everyone.
Trying to fit molds that aren't yours, it chips away at your sense of self, leaves you feeling insecure, actually. Powerless, really?
It mentions magnetic individuals who just own who they are, no approval needed. How do you build that internal validation? Where does that come from?
It really starts with self-awareness. Yeah. Knowing yourself, your values, strengths, beliefs, like deeply.
Your inner compass.
Exactly. When that's strong and you have a base level of self-acceptance, the craving for external validation just lessens. You build this internal foundation that isn't easily rocked by what others think. Doesn't mean you ignore all feedback, but your core sense of self isn't riding on getting praise.
Okay, criticism. We all get it. The video says filter it logically, keep the useful bits, ditch the rest. But how do you tell the difference in the moment between helpful feedback and just noise?
Yeah, that's tricky. One way is to look at the source and the intent.
Like, who is saying it and why?
Right. Is it specific? Actionable. Is it about what you did or attacking who you are? Does this person actually know anything about what you're doing?
Good questions.
Constructive feedback usually aims to help you get better. Destructive stuff is often vague, personal, maybe comes from a place of negativity, even jealousy. Learning to spot the motive and the actual value is key.
The video has that analogy, the sculptor filtering out noise, staying focused on their vision. How do we do that when opinions are flying at us?
You got to be really clear on your own goals, your own standards. What's your vision?
Like the sculpture you're creating.
Exactly. Feedback that helps you refine that vision, points out where you're maybe missing your own mark that's gold, keep that.
But the rest?
Criticism that ignores your vision, tries to drag you somewhere else, or just tears you down.
Mm.
That's the noise. Filter it out. Yeah. Stay tuned to your internal compass. Does this feedback actually serve your purpose?
Makes sense. Okay, staying composed under pressure. Another big one. The video says detach from needing control, except things won't always go to plan. How does being mentally flexible make you stronger when stressed?
Because clinging rigidly to how things should be creates so much internal friction when reality inevitably diverges.
Yeah, that friction is exhausting.
Think about being on a rough sea. Fight the waves. You'll probably get swamped. Learn to move with them. Much better chance of staying afloat. Detaching from rigid control lets you adapt faster. Focus on solutions, not just frustration about the problem.
It also suggests seeing pressure as a test and observing emotions without letting them take over. That's subtle. How do you practice that observer role in a high-stakes moment?
Mindfulness helps here. Practicing it daily, even briefly. Mm-hmm. Focusing on your breath, body sensations. It trains you to notice thoughts and feelings without instantly reacting.
So when the pressure hits...
Take that micro pause. Notice the feeling, okay, feeling anxious, acknowledge it, no judgment. Then consciously choose your next move based on what's effective, not just on the raw emotion.
Letting go of what we can't control. That keeps coming up. The river analogy flowing around obstacles. How does putting energy only where we can make a difference bring more peace or power?
Because, well, that's the only place our effort actually does anything, right?
True.
Obsessing over stuff, you can't change what others think, things that already happened, global events, it's just... spinning your wheels.
Yeah.
Wasting energy.
Yeah.
Setting yourself up for frustration.
So focus on your own actions, your response.
Your effort, yeah. Shift focus there. You reclaim your sense of agency. You become proactive, not just reactive. And taking meaningful action, even small steps, feels inherently empowering.
Okay, silence. The video calls it a weapon, almost, used by powerful people in a noisy world. How can we actually use silence strategically?
Well, it works in a few ways. First, it just gives you space. Space to think, observe, not feel rushed to speak.
That buys you time.
Exactly. It can also make other people uncomfortable. They might feel the need to fill the silence, maybe reveal more than they planned. Think negotiations.
Yeah, the pause after an offer.
Creates tension, puts pressure on them.
Mm.
And like we said before, facing insults, silence is incredibly disarming. It's about being okay with pauses, using them intentionally.
You mentioned how silence, when insulted, disempowers the attacker. Why is just not responding verbally so effective there?
Because they want that reaction.
Mm.
Anger, hurt, defensiveness, that's the payoff they're looking for.
You deny them that.
Completely.
Yeah.
Your silence says, nope, didn't land, not bothered.
Yeah.
It just deflates their attempt. Can leave them feeling pretty awkward, actually. Ineffective.
Okay, last couple of points. Training ourselves to stay calm no matter what. And mastering moving in silence, acting without needing applause, letting results speak. What are some small daily habits for building that inner calm and that quieter approach?
Inner calm is like a muscle. Yeah. Needs regular workouts, small things, daily mindfulness, even just 5 minutes. Trains that observer skill. Gratitude practice shifts focus.
What about in the moment?
When you feel that heat rising annoyance, anger, consciously pause. Breathe before reacting. That's a mini workout right there. And for moving in silence, try this. Set a goal, work on it, but don't announce every single step online or to everyone you know.
Just do the work.
Just do the work. Let the achievement be the announcement. It shifts your focus from getting validation along the way to the actual satisfaction of doing it.
Wow. Okay, this has been a really deep dive into this whole idea of acting like nothing bothers you. It's definitely not about being emotionless.
No, not at all. It's about cultivating a real inner strength, control over your inner world, even when the outer world is chaotic.
And it's a skill, right? Something you learn, practice.
Absolutely. Requires consistent awareness, consistent practice, like anything worthwhile.
So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. As you go about your day to day, maybe pick one area, just one situation where reacting a little less, cultivating a bit more of that inner calm we talked about, might actually change things for you.
Yeah, think about the tools, the pause, mindful indifference, letting go, silence, focusing on your actions.
And how could using even one of those, even in a small way, start to make a difference? Something to think about.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.